Monday night, 9 p.m. net. Ooh.
I like that. I think that's great. All right. I'm going to get out of here. WQ7H back to Jack.
All right, Jake. Boy, oh, boy. When I saw you coming down the walkway at the Raiders Shine Net yesterday, I was like, yeah, James, how you doing? Oh, boy, it's just so great to see you. I'm really glad you had a chance to hang out as much as you did. And I tell you, you've got to just imagine that the guys at the Bears Repeater, they're, you know, Roger and John and Mark and the rest of the guys that showed up, they were just gracious enough to show us through their shack, which was just insane. It was just amazing. Oh, wait, hey, wait, real quick, let me drop that thought for just a moment. James, were you watching their double rotor satellite antenna making its round when they were making the ISS contacts by chance?
Well, Jack, I had so much vertigo that I didn't dare. I mean, I tried to look up, but I really, I was afraid I was going to go horizontal. So I did not see that. It was just, that was one of many, many things that I think people truly enjoyed watching and seeing and exploring. What a great place. And I'll have to budget more time so I can rerun the flight, Museum of Flight, because I didn't do that. I'm just having so much trouble with my ears, which I go in tomorrow to see the ENT doctor, so hopefully perhaps he'll have some answers. So thanks again, Jack. And I just want to remind everyone to be well, be safe, and don't burn! Hi, Madeline.
Yes, indeed. Your great sign-off, don't burn. And now, more than ever, it's so critical and important just to make sure you've got your sunscreen, your wide-brim hat, and a nice jug of cold water. You stay hydrated, too, there, James. Hey, good luck with the ENT tomorrow. Do check in. I don't remember if you said it was the morning or whatever appointment, but yeah, do let us know at some point if you did well there. So, okay, there we go. That was WQ7H. Let's go on to the Renton Islands, and let's find KJ7ALM.
Well, good morning, Jack, and Clinton, I don't know if he's still got his radio ears on or anything of that sort. This is Keith, KJ7ALM, here in the Renton Highlands. Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday, and whoa, happy Sun Day. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, you know what I mean. According to my thermometer on the back on the heat pump, it says that it's 78 degrees in my backyard, but 71 degrees down at the airport, which is a couple hundred feet lower, sitting right next to the Hoolake, Washington water, so maybe that's the difference. But I do know it's warm. I was outside. My wife had started mowing in the backyard, so I went out with the weed whacker and only spent about 30 minutes back there. And I'll tell you what, the sweat was just dripping off of my forehead. It's going to be a warm one out there. Thank goodness we have a little AC in the house so that we can hide from those rays. Grossy, if you're still listening out there, yes, I totally understand what you say about riding motorcycle in the evening, feeling the cool temperature changes when you ride up and down and into the trees and stuff like that. But you got to remember, please be careful. Animals such as deer also like to go out from the sun later in the evening, and that's when I've hit my most deer on my motorcycle. Yikes. Nonetheless, none worse for the wear that I know of. Sorry I missed the rain or shine yesterday. Went down to Tacoma and spent some time with the Outlaws down at the Ram on Ruston Way, and that was a beautiful, beautiful lunch, I'll tell you. Enjoy it when it's this nice weather. Hope everybody has a great day ahead. Stay hydrated and leave some water out for the birds and the other animals. They like it, especially the bees, too. KJ7ALM, back to Jack.
All right, Keith. Boy, I tell you, I would miss you, but no problem there. You've been to a lot of the Rainer Shines, and I know there's more coming up, so we'll see you soon. I hope so. Have a Sally. Yes, indeed. I tell you, putting out the old bird dish there, the birds love that, and I try to get that thing clean every day and refill it. They just love it. And there's a crow that's adopted us. He, she, they really, really love it. And they just come on down, and man, they have their little snack, and they drink some water, and they take off, and they're back the next day. Anyway, all right, Keith, hey, nice to have you come in today. You have a great afternoon. 9:46, I'm Jack KS7RB. This is a 9 o'clock net on the PSRG here in Seattle, Washington. And people worldwide can check in here if they'd like. So let's open up the planetary check-in after we talk to Mike, N7URH. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, Jack. Good morning to the rest of the net. I guess good morning to the world there, or something. I checked in on the Kabara net this morning over there on the 533 this morning. I was over there saying good morning and thanking them for all the tours and all that stuff with the bears and all that good stuff. Yeah, that was a good time yesterday down there and all that good stuff. So, yeah, and I have some color on my skin, just to say that. And I came home and slathered some aloe all over my body. And, all my arms and the excess went, you know, on my legs and everywhere else because, well, aloe's good for you is what I realized a long time ago. And, well, yeah, anyways. The dog is here wanting to go out and go to the dog park. I guess she deserves that after chilling for the most part yesterday. And all the good stuff. What else do I got here? Not a whole lot. It's good to see everyone. All that good stuff. Oh, man, yeah, thank you for the coffee again. That was good stuff. And thanks for the donuts again, Jack. And, wow, I had way too much sugar. And, a great supper with a few of the crew there afterwards. So, man, the cars over that car, I don't quite remember the name of the place. Yeah, the shop is the name of the car place inside of it. Anyways, yeah, good food, good vibes, all that good stuff. All in one place or something, as somebody once said or something like that. Anyways, I'm gonna probably listen to you guys a good bit here and probably try to get moving and get the dog going and all. Well, the dog already wants to go, but yeah, get me moving. Hi. Anyways, N7URH. Have a good day, everyone.
So many friends, all in one place. We're the PSRG, indeed. And thank you, Mike. That was so great to see you. And really nice to have you come by the Rain or Shine Net. And I'm glad you had a chance to hang out with everybody afterwards and have some lunch, too. That's awesome. Yeah, what a day. What a day. Hey, well, you guys have a great time, and we'll talk to you soon. All right? Hey, let's go on now and see if we can get some more stations to check in. We can do the planetary check-in. So if you've got a ticket to operate radios here in the United States or anywhere else in the world, come on in. So come ahead now, name and call.
KI-7, Zulu Echo India, Tim.
C7, Oscar Hotel.
All right, Tim, I've got you. Dan, I've got you. Who is next?
KK-7, MZW, Brian.
All right, Brian, I've got you. Anybody else?
Hello, Juliet-7, Juliet, excellent Mike.
Robert.
With?
Juliet-7, Romeo Alpha Bravo. Jimmy.
All right, Arlington's on the map there in the list. KJ7JXM and KJ7RAB. All right, anybody else?
KG7ODB.
Hi, Dean. I've got you. Anyone else? Come in. All right, let's do it. We've got Tim, we've got Dan, we've got Brian, we've got Robert, we've got Cammie, and Dean wrapping it up here in this segment. So let's go back to Tim. KI7ZEI. Tim, so great to see you yesterday, and everyone else, of course. How are you doing this morning? KI7ZEI.
I'm doing quite superbly. I've got the place all cooled off. I've got a fan that draws in cool air and blows it through the place. It got pretty toasty. I really love my apartment, except on the hot days, it does get pretty warm in the afternoon. I've got an air conditioner unit here I'll have to plug in and have on standby for if it gets hot again, which it will today, judging by, let's see, I can see the Olympics, and the sky's pretty clear. Yep, it's going to be another hot day, so be prepared for that. Just finished fixing myself a good breakfast, and with eggs and toast, I'm going to watch some Face the Nation. Just making myself hot chocolate here, doing the final stir on it while I talk to you with my microphone, which is on a microphone stand. It's a Icon microphone with a gooseneck and a little foamy thing on it, so I never make any peep-pop noise. Anyway, it was great at the Rain or Shine Net yesterday. The shack that they've got there for bears is great. I remember when I first started amateur radio way back in 1985, the Bears repeater was the only repeater I knew, and I used it all the time, and it was great. And I talked to some people there. Their membership is not what it was, and the participation isn't quite what it was back in the day, but still a good repeater. So I'm going to check in there now and then because it's good. I'm going to drop. It was great there at the event, and I got more than my dose of sunshine. I wanted to stick around and help put everything up and away. At the end, I had a West Seattle all-school reunion where my sister was. She graduated 4 years before I did, 3 years before I did. And anyway, I wanted to make that, so I had to leave about 4 o'clock so I could make sure that I got that event, which was good. Met some people. Met my scoutmaster. My scoutmaster when I was in Boy Scouts. I didn't realize he was a West Seattle alumni. There was an article in the paper last year about him, some, active rescuing somebody or something, but nice write-up, and got to meet him for the first time in all these years, so we're going to be in contact. So overall, a really good weekend. Everyone enjoy, and thanks for hosting the event yesterday, Jack. It was quite superb, including Madeline's cappuccino machine. Made a good hot chocolate for me. I'm a hot chocolate fan, KI7ZEI.
All right, Tim. Hey, thanks a lot. Oh, I'm glad you made the reunion. That sounds like a lot of fun. Great to see somebody they haven't seen 30, 40, 50, 60, yeah, probably stop right about there, years. That's really great. All right, Tim, great to see you. And I tell you, Madeline and her espresso machine, that's like a triple hit. Unreal, and she had a full menu. I thought, well, I wonder if she could do a mocha. She said, I can do a mocha with this, mocha with that, mocha decaf, and it's like, that's just one drink you can do in like 4 variations. Yeah, anyway, and the mocha was just unreal, so delicious. All right, well, thank them. You have a great day. It's going to be a roaster out there. It's going to be hot, so everybody, yeah, stay cool and stay hydrated. Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Dan, W7OH, but first, it's 9:54. I'm Jack AI7RMU. Dan, great to see you yesterday, and thank you so much for all that you did there. Really great job. W7OH, Dan, good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm up and ready, so I'm going to go through the Mickey D's and get a breakfast sandwich. And I'm actually listening to you through All-Star and my hearing aids, but getting to you on RF. Interesting feedback. Anyway, had a good time there yesterday. It was nice. Unfortunately, I don't like coffee mochas, and nor do I like IPAs, and I live in Seattle. I was born here, so it's tragic. And, Tim, I forgot you went to West Seattle. I did, and I should have gone to that event yesterday. My year was from 1972, and there were 2 or 3 people would have been there I would have liked to see, but I even skipped the 50-year reunion a few years ago. But, you know what? I like seeing the friends I have now. We saw everybody yesterday at the Rain or Shine. So I'm going to say 73. I'm on the way to Canada.